Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to the Miles Mikulski podcast. Wait, what am I saying? The double MP. The double MP. That's right. I'm getting orders wrong, but you know what? We move on. We're 10 seconds deep and it's not that deep. You know, no one's there. Anyway, hope you lot are well and safe. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys had a fantastic week. To my UK listeners, shout out and salute. To my international overseas people that are tuned in right now, welcome. Thank you guys for locking in once more to the podcast. And this week, we have got ourselves three interesting topics that all stem from different places. We've got one story, which is about excellent marketing. You know, we've got the Pop Smoke update, which a lot of people have been speaking about this week. And we've also got a massive achievement for drill music, all coming up in this podcast. I haven't, at the time of this like recording, decided what I'm going to title it. So you're going to see the name of one of them and be like, yep, I know exactly what we're talking about today. Anyway, let's move away from that. Last week, I was mad critical of DJ Khaled. And I asked you guys to get involved, get in touch, and kind of, I spoke to a few people, you know what I mean? Like, people got in contact with me and said, yeah, like, yo, this album was dead. Like, they literally came out and just told me straight, I didn't like the album either. So, as you do, like, in the UK, we don't have the best reflection, but we all know DJ Khaled, right? And we all know that DJ Khaled is going to do well. I'm not trying to spend too much time on this because we spoke about it last week, but I usually would see a DJ Khaled, especially when he drops an album, you would see a DJ Khaled single actually hit number one. Or not number one, but top 10 or something like that, right? When I tell you, in the UK, for a top 40, yeah, there is no DJ Khaled song. There's no DJ Khaled song whatsoever. The first DJ Khaled song you get in the UK, and bear in mind in the UK, we only care about the top 40, is at number 53. And that's the one with Post Malone and Megan Thee Stallion. And they're big names. And if you can't even get top 40 with that, then good luck to you. Now again, it's only first week. Things could change, but that's an L. But that DJ Khaled album, Khaled, is an L. So yes, we move on from that. But let's get into our first topic of the week. This week, and talk about basically a song that has done an absolute madness, has gone crazy on socials, on TikTok, and has now hit number one, and is the first UK, or no, first UK, the first ever drill song to reach number one. Russ and Tion Wayne with Body. Now, at first, we saw them, you know, Keisha and Becky and Gunleen were very successful. Last year, I don't know, with Tion Wayne, I think Dutch Chevelli was on that, and I think Stormzy was on it. They had a song, I think, that reached number seven. So Tion Wayne and Russ have both in the last 2019, 2020, have been very successful in the chart. Probably what some of the bigger names from the UK music scene, you know, in the hip hop, R&B, drill, wave, whatever, to, you know, to do that. And I've got to say, massive shout out to Tion Wayne. I can't remember if I've said it here or if I've said it somewhere else, but like 3-4 years ago, Tion Wayne was making Afro Swing. And he's now one of the biggest drill artists commercially in the UK. It's mad. And he's done very well with transitioning himself into that role. Whereas some other people that we've seen who are massive, maybe in the 2000 and, I don't know, like 18, 19 times, have not done as well. As much as I like Hardy Caprio and I respect him, in 2018, when he had like Best Life ringing off and this and that, we haven't seen him kind of maximize that. Obviously, he dropped that song Million Rings a couple weeks ago, so we'll see how well that does and what he does this year. But Tion Wayne from the Afro Swing wave has definitely done the most since, so shout out and credit goes out to him. But of course, it was the remix that definitely helped push the song and get it to number one. RD from Brighton, obviously some people know him from the 6am in Brighton tune. His thing where he's like, have you seen the state of her body? I can't even do that. I'm not gonna try it. Listen, that's my bad. I should have done that edit. But basically that part was going off on TikTok, going crazy. Like, numbers were moving mad, people were doing dances to it, and now, like, the song has gone number one, everyone's been celebrating, and it has been amazing. It's been actually very, very, a very, very good look for for Tian Wayne and for Russ. And it's the first drill song. And as much as, you know, we've seen Tian Wayne have beef with like OFB, with Heady One, with other people as well, really and truly, they've smashed it. They're the first ones. Because there was a whole beef about a couple years ago where Russ was getting hotted up by like Band OK and like OFB lot for working with Tian Wayne because they have beef because of like, I think it's Edmonton and Tottenham and stuff like that. It's all like postcode or nonsense, right? But because of that, Tian Wayne, when he spoke about it in the car, when he was talking about getting number one and stuff like that, flexing him. You know, listen, you're the first drill song in the UK to go number one. So you can flex as much as you want. Flex your shit, bro. Flex your shit. You know, I was there. But he was like, listen, told people said don't work with Tian Wayne. And what happens? We go, I think he said platinum. So, you know, across Keisha and Becky and this one, arguably they've gone platinum to some sort, as my jumper has just fallen on the floor, peak. But like, you can clearly see like that's an unstoppable force right now. And if can Tian Wayne told Russ if he should go to America and do well, will he? I'm not sure. Will he do well? He could. I don't see no reason why not. In the last, you know, year and a half, we've seen Young T and Bugsy's Don't Rush blow in America because of TikTok. A1 and J1, who had that song Latest Trends, has now got A Boogie on the remix of that. And why can't Russ go over there and do something? We've already got 5-Year Foreign on the track of the remix, so why can't they, you know, do a link up and have some other people? Russ could do bits because he's got that dance energy that he brings into the drill music, which other people's music doesn't have. So it makes it more commercial friendly, and that's why people will play it. So let's wait and see what happens on that matter. But shout out Russ, shout out Tian Wayne for getting the number one with Body. Big, big look there still. All right, number two has been a bit of a funny one. It's funny, but it's not funny. But at the same time, I'll call it great marketing. Great, great marketing. So let's refresh our minds back to 2019 and go back to This Is America by Childish Gambino. And yeah, that song, massive. It was massive. I think it came out like March time that year. It was early. It was in the first at least half of that year. And everyone was talking about it. The imagery, the symbolism, the whole concept of the song, the fact that Young Thug was doing vocals on it, and no one really realized until like at least a week later. But someone has come out, a guy, an artist, courtesy of the name, I don't know why I said courtesy of the name, Kid West, right? He is now trying to sue Childish Gambino for This Is America, for basically like stealing the concept of it from him. I'm just getting the article up right now. It's a BBC article, came out earlier in this week, 3 days ago. So 4 days ago, by the time you guys will hear this. So basically, he's being sued for copy. Childish Gambino is getting sued for copyright infringement, right? And This Is America was made history by becoming the first rap track to win Song of the Year. So obviously, it was a big song, big record, everyone knows it, blah, blah. So Kid West had a song in 2016. It came out 9th of November 2016. So just over four years old. And at the moment, Kid West got 802 subscribers. And he's got this song has basically 566,000 at the time of this recording, right? But this song probably has got a lot of views that have come up in the last like week or so, because a lot of comments on this video are from 2 days ago. So when this story broke that he was suing Childish Gambino, that's when the song probably blew up. It probably was on a lot less when I looked at this, if I looked at this like a year ago. But naturally, we've seen in the past people have copyright infringement issues, and we've seen people, you know, actively get baited, or people using stuff without getting the permission and getting sued the shit out of, really and truly. And I don't really swear like that on the podcast, I'm still in radio mode, innit? But like, I remember when Lucid Dreams came out with Juice WRLD in 2018, Sting said, swear down, yeah, you're gonna use my tune, I'm suing you. And he got racks. And I remember like Sting saying, oh yeah, with the money I got, I can send my grandkids to university. It's like, he was moving mad, and he was gloating too much. Like, I don't know how many man's grandkids got, but I know university fees in the UK are bloody expensive. So he was gassing it, right? And everyone was like, oh fuck Sting, blah blah blah. But at the same time, it's Sting's record, and if you didn't get it cleared and then you make bare money off it and all that, it's gonna happen. Do you know what I'm saying? We've seen other people in the past. I think there was there was a Timbaland and Jay-Z Big Pimpin' song, and apparently they were getting sued. I don't know if that case got squashed, but they were getting sued by, I think it was an Egyptian song from like 1955. It was old, isn't it? And they were getting sued for like that as well. I've seen other people along the way. I think Yellow Claw was still going after Juice WRLD. I'm just using Juice WRLD as an example because it's someone I remember recently. So we've seen this stuff like this go on for time, innit? This is not nothing that's new. But whereas a lot of cases kind of get dismissed, I said that wrong, because what I'm about to say is this case from Kid West is going to get dismissed, because when you listen to the song, Made in America is probably, this is the only part. Now don't get me wrong, Childish Gambino could have been having a little internet search and surf like 3 years ago, found this song and thought, oh, this is decent, let me make my own. But as you get into the song, you realize they're not the same song. It's like people suing people for using the same sentence. Like, do you know how many songs, if you go into like Spotify, Apple Music, wherever, and you type in, I don't know, like love, and it's just, that's the title of the song. That's kind of almost like suing people. It's like that. It's saying, oh, I love you. If two people say it, the first person who made it first would sue the other one. It'd be that stupid. There'd be no new music out because everybody would be suing people for copyright. Now, why I say this is a great marketing experience is because who put your hand up? You can't put your hand up. I can't see you. But if we'll treat this like a class right now. Class in session. Teacher Mikulski right now. You know what I mean? On the double MP. Who heard of Kid West until I told you about this? Or you saw the article earlier on this week? Because I am a person who is an avid music listener. I like to know a lot of information about people before I even get invested in their music. Did not hear about this, Don. Now, there's probably people out there that have. Definitely, 100%. I haven't, though. And I'm sure loads of people haven't either. Because judging from the comments of the videos, people have seen this from 2 days ago when pretty much the article hit them and they decided to go check out the song to go and have their own 2 cents. But you know what? Shout out Kid West, innit? Shout out Kid West. If he wants to do this, and that's how he's doing it, because people are saying, yo, we got finessed into checking this dude out. If he's got some other fire music and it comes into my, you know, my stream, my feed, wherever, you know, the random YouTube recommended searches and that, then fair play. But it's just not thing. It isn't the same, innit? It's not the same. It's a good way of trying to get your money up and trying to finesse. So salute to Kid West for that. But besides that, ain't nothing else left to say on that matter. Now the final point on the topic of today is actually a sad one. Like it's not great. It's more of an update onto the Pop Smoke situation, because obviously we know that Pop Smoke passed away last February 2020. And you know, they had I'm not gonna lie, like Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon, I think that's the way it was, the way it was said, the way the album was. That was a sick album. That was really low-key. It had bare songs on it, and the deluxe made it like 36 songs or something crazy. But if we're talking about song, like song for song, and like albums, that arguably could have been album of 2020. Like, if I exclude Roddy Ricch's, because it came out in December 2019, and therefore would be mentioned in the best of 2020 conversation, Pop Smoke's probably up there, top five. Honestly, like, and that's all the recordings he'd done before. Like, the album came out in like July 2020. He passed away in February. So imagine what else he could have been doing between that album dropping, even when he was alive in that February to July period, all the way up until now. And apparently, there's even another Pop Smoke posthumous release that's gonna like come soon. But whereas we knew that it was like a home invasion situation, no one really knew any information. No one really knew, you know, what actually happened in this case. Well, one of the people that were in the room and in the house when Pop Smoke passed away and got killed has now come out and said stuff. And we're hearing from a female witness that, you know, he was in the shower, he got kicked when he was down, he got shot, he got up, he got shot again. And I'm just kind of paraphrasing and skimming over a lot of it. I guess it's better for you guys to go read the articles yourself. But it's just a sad way of hearing about, you know, how Pop Smoke passed. And then after that, a day later, so this is probably like maybe Thursday last week, we're hearing a 15, you know, someone who's probably born in 2006, five, maybe seven, maybe not, probably 2005, killed Pop Smoke. And it was a 15-year-old. Now, I don't matter what year he was born. I'm just using it as an example of how recent, like that's a young human that's out here moving mad. And I know gang life can start early. I know peer pressure is also one of the biggest things in the world, but I just think to myself, right, like when I was 14, 15, because man, he's 15 now, so he would have been 14 when he did this. If it actually is him, because, you know, obviously you've got the whole court case and stuff going on, but like, I remember just being 14, just, yeah, school Monday to Friday, but I'm hitting Park, I'm hitting Westfield, I'm chilling, That's me. I was never thinking about any of that stuff, but obviously different strokes for different folks. But it's so sad because really and truly, what we heard as well, more information on that is Pot Smoke got killed. They got a Rolex from Pot Smoke and they only sold it for 2,000. Now, again, I'm not saying it like, right, they should have sold that for more, but it's just a man's life. Like they, you know, they killed man. And they've just sold his belongings, and it's just sad. It's just like, I don't know, I'm trying to find the best way to articulate it, but it's just very, very sad to see, like, you know, how people have kind of just, yeah, like what your life's worth, innit? Do you know what I mean? Like your life is so precious and it means a lot, innit? Each and everybody's individual lives mean so much, and to just die for a Rolex being stolen and just getting sold, and it's like, is that all it's worth? Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's a bit mad, the revelation when they said the 15-year-old did it. Like, and like I said, probably 14 at the time, if he did do it. But it's just, you know, a situation where hopefully this can just get put to rest with the court case and stuff soon. Hopefully we can see a conclusion. And I hope that they don't butcher the release of this next posthumous release, because I am looking forward, even that AP Spicy song, like, even though I wasn't really a massive fan of it when it came out around March 2021, like, it's still decent, do you know what I mean? It shows what they're doing, and they're doing stuff correctly. So we don't know how much stuff he's recorded, but I'm sure there'll be something else soon. But as this case continues to go on, we're going to be unveiling it, or we're going to be hearing a lot of stuff probably about that whole night where Pot Smoke passed away. So we're just going to have to wait and see what more information we get. And, you know, if we get something big and substantial coming back, we'll talk about it. But that was it. That was What a Week on the Miles Bukowski podcast on the WMP, as you guys know. And yeah, it's been a bit of an interesting one. Obviously, Tion Wayne and Russ, big celebrations for them. Kid West finessing everybody, like, to listen to Childish Gambino's This Is America, which is always a madness. And of course, the Pop Smoke update and situation. So let's see what next week holds. I'm wishing you guys a good and safe and healthy week. UK listeners, enjoy your outings and stuff like that. We've got big listenership going out in India at the moment as well. So guys, please stay safe. Please stay inside. Please do what you can to support your families and stuff. But my thoughts are going out for all you guys and everyone else around the world, man. Just do your thing, but stay healthy as you do your thing. All right, I'm out of the building. I will see you guys next week for another episode of the Miles Bukowski podcast in a bit. Peace.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.